of the Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
Three ball, though, for the Stars. They go out on the short set to Bestel, and Michaela now has it going. Her sixth kill, five in a row by Kearney Catholic.
Today, it's live coverage of the 2012 State Volleyball Tournament featuring the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Ward with the volleyball, going to have to pass it over. Free ball here in the back corner. Studi gets it to Connor. Go to the outside, Brannigan. Angle is in.
The Stars have a long resume. Back-to-back state runners-up. They're ranked number one in C1 and third in the all-class rankings, and the only undefeated team remaining in the state. Now there's only one piece of business left, and that's to win the program's first-ever state championship. Kearney Catholic state volleyball action is coming up next. But first is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Grand Island with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. One final time from Grand Island Senior High School on day one of the 2012 Nebraska State High School Volleyball Tournament. It's time for C1 action as the Kearney Catholic Stars take on the Warriors of Lincoln Lutheran. With our producer-engineer Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as the 8:30 matches are just about ready to get underway. Just a tad bit late on this one because the previous match was another classic here on day one, with Norfolk Catholic taking on Lincoln Christian, going five sets, and the 15-6 Lincoln Christian win in the fifth set, not indicative of the way this match was played. It was a brawl out there, and Lincoln Christian advances to play the winner of our Kearney Catholic-Lincoln Lutheran match tomorrow night at 8:30 at the Heartland Events Center. Earlier today in C1, Columbus SCOTUS avoided the upset from their rival Grand Island Central Catholic, 15-10 in the fifth set. That was 9-9. The Crusaders came out of a SCOTUS timeout at 9-9 and committed three consecutive errors, fell behind 12-9, and SCOTUS was able to take it home from there, 15-10 in the fifth. And then in a rematch of a district final, Ogallala was able to defeat Shadron in straight sets, 25-19, 26-24, 26-24. Kearney Catholic did defeat Lincoln Lutheran earlier this year in straight sets of the Centennial Tournament, and they have also played in the state tournament back in 2005. This is the eighth consecutive trip to state for Kearney Catholic. They are the two-time defending state runners-up. Still looking for that first state championship, and they are going to hope to get that here as the only undefeated team coming to the state tournament. We'll take a break and look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show, where it's time to take a look at the starting lineups for this state quarterfinal match brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For the Warriors of Lincoln Lutheran, their starting rotation will begin with number 2, a 5'9" senior middle hitter in Kayla Stock. She's followed by number 7, 5'9" senior right side hitter in Brooke Stinson. Number 5, the 5'7" senior outside hitter in Cassie Headland. Number 11, 6-foot junior middle hitter, is Tara Ziegelbein. She is second on the team in kills. Their biggest hitter comes off the bench in Michaela Higgins. she'll rotate in. Number one is a 5'9 junior center, Peyton Headland. And number three, 5'5 senior back row specialist, Chelsea Neighbor, the libero for the Warriors, is number four, 5'7 senior, Claire Dahl. Head coach at Lincoln Lutheran is Jennifer Olson, assisted by Melissa Green, Amy Mayhall, Brianna Hassler, Steph Wilcox, and Terry Boyce. Now, they're 20-14 on the season, but did defeat Ashland Greenwood and Lincoln Christian in the sub-districts, the big upset of Lincoln Christian in five sets, and then swept Syracuse in the district final. They are ranked fifth in the updated rankings coming in from the Omaha World Herald. This is their seventh trip to state, their first trip since 2006 when they were knocked out of the first round by Grand Island Central Catholic. They won it all in 2004, beating SCOTUS in the final, and then they beat Kearney Catholic in the first round of the 2005 tournament before losing in the championship game to Columbus SCOTUS. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Lady Stars of Kearney Catholic. Number 9, 6'1", senior right side hitter, Theron Baum. Number 2, 5'7", senior outside hitter, Kaylin Brannigan. Number 7, 6'1", senior middle hitter is Bailey Sokolowski. Number 5, 5'7", junior center, Shayla Connor. Number 1, 5'6", senior outside hitter, Michaela Vestal. And number 14, 6' senior middle hitter, Megan Anderson. The libero is number 23, 5'4" sophomore, Morgan Studi. You will also see a variety of players rotate in, including Paige Herbert. She'll come in and serve and play the back row. You'll also see Jamie McCann come in and serve. May even see a little bit of Allie Persosky, Callie Obrick, and Whitney Colling. Head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Chris Connor. She picked up career win number 400 this year in the season opener, so she's got 432 wins in her career. Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Repinus are the assistant coaches. To make it to state, they defeated Gibbon and Minden in the sub-district and defeated Ord in the district final, where they lost their only set since the first weekend of the season and their only set to a Class C program. They're a perfect 33-0, ranked number one all season in Class C1. The Omaha World Herald has them ranked third in the all-class, and PrepVolleyball.com have them 42nd in the nation. That's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, and we're back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Baranoff, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central, in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back to the new Tech Seed pregame show. The Kearney Catholic Stars, as we said, have made it to the state tournament 8 consecutive years. In their last 6 opening round contests, they're 5-1, with their only opening round setback coming to Columbus SCOTUS in 2008. In 2009, they beat Bennington, lost to Grand Island Central Catholic, and beat Syracuse for third. 2010, they beat Wisner, Pilger, and Sandy Creek before losing in the state championship to Central Catholic. And last year, defeated Norfolk Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic before being clipped in the fifth set by Columbus SCOTUS in the state championship. So getting closer and closer, and now this is probably the best team in Kearney Catholic history. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The 2012 C1 State Volleyball Tournament begins for Kearney Catholic against Lincoln Lutheran when we come back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
T- Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
You're listening to the State High School Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings. Winners today at Class A, Papillion-La Vista South, Millard West, Pius X at Omaha Marion, B, Waverly Northwest in Sydney, with Gretna and Gross playing now. More coming up in a moment, but right now Lincoln Lutheran has won the toss. They'll serve it away, and Kaylin Brannigan on serve receive. Connor sends it back to Brannigan, left wing, off the net from 10 feet away. It's picked up by Lutheran. They'll set it across right at Brannigan. Connor runs it down. Back set, Messel in the back row, drives it across. Dig made by Lutheran. Back set to the lefty, and she will put it down for the kill, Brooke Stinson. And Lincoln Lutheran scores the first point of the state tournament. Kayla Stock on the serve. And the Lutheran fans, pretty good crew of them here. Cardi Catholic well represented here in this first round of state as well. Serve across there, and Baum has to set it to Brannigan. Drives it across back middle. Picked up there by Stock. Stays in that 10-foot area and taken across again that time by Brooke Stinson. And now Cardi Catholic goes middle for the kill. Sokolowski gets the first kill for Cardi Catholic. And side out for Theron Baum to serve it away here for the Stars. 1-1, first set just underway. And Theron Baum, good strong serve. Pass towards the middle, has to be touched across by Lutheran. Dig by Studi, the libero. Short set middle, Sokolowski rolls it off the block for the kill. Two swings, two kills for Sokolowski. And Theron Baum to serve it away. As many people believe, the Stars are the superior team in C1. They just have to go out and prove it over the next three nights. Strong serve, back middle to Neighbor. Tipped across there by Lincoln Lutheran. To the outside, they'll go to Brannigan. Brannigan will get the kill. So Kearney Catholic 3-for-3 so far. And that puts them up 3-1. Theron Baum stays with that service line. Checks over with the sideline for the service area. Drills it right down the middle again to Neighbor. Set back to the outside. Lincoln Lutheran drives it across with Hedlund. Dug out by Studi. Set again to the left side to Brannigan. Off the block. They can't stop him. Kaylin Brannigan gets her second block. That makes it 4-1. So Lutheran is trying to get that double block up there, but Kearney Catholic hasn't been affected by it yet. Baum serve, looking for four in a row. Mishandled the back row off Dole, the libero. Has to be passed across. Free ball here at Mestel in the back row. Connor slides. Sokolowski tip over the double block. Overpass right back. Free ball. Brannigan termination. Third kill for Kaylin Brannigan. 5-1 Kearney Catholic. After Lutheran scored on their first serve, the Stars have taken five straight. Theron Baum keeping it in, firing it all over that back row. Picked up by Hedlund, set to the left. He sits and blocked up front by Sokolowski. Dug out by the Warriors. Here's another block up front by Sokolowski and Connor. Kearney Catholic point, 6-1. Sokolowski with the ace block. Connor was right there with her. Stars up 6-1. Baum serve, moves it around to Dole again. She's all over that back row, keeping them on their toes. Attack air, Lutheran. It's 7-1, and we're going to see a timeout by the Warriors. So Theron Baum still on the service line in set one, 7-1. Kearney Catholic will be back after this timeout.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Laser Tech has been putting the SURF back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Out of the Lincoln Lutheran timeout, Baum serves it across again, back over to Brannigan, blocked up front, there's an ace block for Lincoln Lutheran, Kara Ziegelbein. And Lincoln Lutheran will be back at the service line, subbing in Hannah Oberle. And she'll go back and serve it away, coming out will be Brooke Stinson. 7-2, Kearney Catholic just underway here in the first set. Serve cuts over to Mestel. Good pass to Connor. Slides Sokolowski right side. Blocked up front. Stars dig it out. Prasovsky's in there defensively. Mestel has to pass it back. Into the back corner to clear it all. Set middle. Lutheran with the big swing. It's going to be a beautiful dig off the swing from Hedlund and pass back over. One more try. The middle down and good for Ziegelbein. Lutheran with back-to-back points. And Overly looking for three in a row. Kearney Catholic plays well off that back row or back line with the back row of defense. Studi has it. Connor gets it out there to Sokolowski. Taps it over the double block. It's good. Sokolowski already with three kills. Brannigan with three kills. Kearney Catholic up 8-3 in the opening set. Here comes Paige Herbert into the ball game. A lot of people, but I don't know about a lot, but I know there are people here that have not had a chance to see Kearney Catholic play this year that wanted to watch this match. Saying some good things about them. Let's see if they can keep it up. Lincoln Lutheran on the outside on the serve receive. Hedlund will take it across. Stars go to Messel. Her first swing of the championship is that and good. So the Stars are clicking right now. And you can get some easy kills when the setter, Shayla Connor, gets a good pass. And sometimes even if she doesn't, but she's been putting it wherever she wants right now. Herbert to serve. Paige rolls that one into the back row. Lincoln Lutheran over pass. They can't get it over. 10-3, Kearney Catholic. They were able to dig it out of the net, but tried to go with a quick third tap, roll up into the tape, wouldn't go over. Herbert to fire again. A lot of top spin on that one. Just dug up. Slide right side. The set's off the mark for Ziegelbein. Can't get it over. 11-3, Kearney Catholic. Four in a row. And that's what the Stars have been so good at this year, running strings of offense. Herbert sends it a little farther to Dahl. Again, the pass close to the net. Short set tipped across there by Ziegelbein. Overpass by the Stars, and Ziegelbein will terminate. First mistake by Kearney Catholic. And back to serve it away will be Cassie Hedlund. Hedlund into the far left-hand corner to serve it. Cuts it into the middle to Studi. Connor going to set middle. There's Sokolowski with a huge termination. Even the Lions gal got out of the way of that one. And Soak with four kills through the first line and the front line, first rotation. 12-4. Here comes Studi with the jump serve. Unloads. It's an ace. Studi gets the first ace serve to make it 13-4. Studi, again, that jump serve, feeling a little comfortable here. Gets a side spin on that for another ace. Lutheran got a hand on it, but not near enough to keep it in play. 14-4, Kearney Catholic. Studi again. Jump serve. Played off the back line that time by Hedlund. Set to the outside. The attack going to be one-armed up that time by Studi. Here's Mestel. Good set. One arm up by Dahl. It's in the rafters. And Lincoln Lutheran can't find it. Mestel with the kill. Time out, Lincoln Lutheran, Kearney Catholic 15, Lutheran 4. We're back with more of the state tournament after this timeout.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Welcome back to the state volleyball tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9. And the the World Wide Web at flatriverprep.com. Doug Duda with you here from Grand Island Senior High. Six matches at each of the venues today. We'll run down some of the other results and winners in just a little bit, but right now, Kearney Catholic is in control, leading at 15-4. The first set over Lincoln Lutheran, and Studi going for four in a row. Picked up by Dahl. There is the set by Hedlund. Taken across and dug out by the Stars. Quickly to Megan Anderson, whose first swing is right there. Anderson gets the kill. Not quite the full-out celebration, but loves to have a little fun. Studi. Jump serve again. Pass close to the net. They keep it out of there, but they're going to call the double hit. Hedlund on serve receive. Oberle tried to set the line drive, and they called her for two hits. 17-4. Kearney Catholic. Studi jump serve. Fires it far corner. Ace. That's her third. Right now, total domination by Kearney Catholic. But again, we saw earlier today a couple of teams dominate the first set and then get tight in the second. Another ace, Studi. She's moving it all over. Far right, near left. Four aces for Studi, who's feeling it right now. And Lincoln Lutheran is shell-shocked in the back row. Studi's not going to soft anything. She's just going to keep firing at another ace. And that's going to force Coach Olson of Lincoln Lutheran to at least sub in here. Five ace serves for Morgan Studi, who is the team leader with 80 coming into the match. Baron Baum's actually next with 58, which might be a surprise. Over to Dole. This time Lutheran's able to play it. Quick set middle. Studi with the dig. Overpass there off the swing from Ziegelbein. They'll try it to the outside. Right side attack taken over by Hedlund. Dug out by Prasovsky. Mestel on the swing. Gets the kill. 21-4. Mestel with her third kill. Studi with nine in a row. Trying to go for double digits. Sends a rocket over. Lutheran picks it up, and the kill is deep and out of bounds. And Lutheran just can't get anything right now. Kearney Catholic keeping the pressure on from that service line. 22-4. Studi keeps that arm going. Usually she doesn't get this long a string. If she does, there's an error, but she's kept them in and doing a great job. Connor to Anderson, and there's the first Kearney Catholic error. Megan in the middle couldn't get it over, and that ends the 11-0 run by Kearney Catholic. It is 22-5. And Claire Dahl now to serve it away for the Warriors. Across to Studi. Connor sets it outside Anderson. They go right back to her. She's blocked. Ace block. Lincoln Lutheran's Kayla Stock. Second ace block for the Warriors. And Dahl to serve it. Claire this time goes middle to Mestel. Connor short set to Michaela. Tips it. Blocked right back at Connor. She'll dig it up. Studi to Anderson, standing spike from 6 feet is across to Dole. Stays in the back row, and they'll have to pass it across. Free ball for the Stars. Prasovsky to Connor, outside Mestel. Block is late. Mestel is not. It's in. Mestel was a little worried that she might have sent it too wide. Baron Baum re-enters. Prasovsky is out. Shayla Connor goes back to serve. Kearney Catholic has only put this as Connor, their fourth server of the match. 23-6 soft serve. 10-foot line picked up. Oberle to the outside. The attack driven across by Higgins. She'll get the kill. Michaela Higgins, the leading attacker on this Lincoln Lutheran team, will get her first kill of the state tournament. And now Peyton Hedlund will go back to serve it away. 23-7, Kearney Catholic. Right down the line to Paige Herbert. Pass off the mark. Connor gets it up, though, and Mestel puts it down. Michaela Mestel with the ups. Five kills now, and it is game point. Kearney Catholic, Kaylin Branigan re-enters, and Mestel to serve it away. Michaela drives it across, overpass right back to Studi. Connor sets backside. Theron Baum swing is dug out momentarily, but not returned, and Kearney Catholic will win the opening set in dominating fashion, 25-7. We'll be back and take a look at the first set numbers from the state tournament right after this timeout.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Numbers we had in the first set for Lincoln Lutheran. They earned the points they got. Only one error for the Stars. Kayla Stock, a service point and an ace block. Claire Dole had a service point. Hannah Oberle, a service point. Brooke Stinson, a kill. Michaela Higgins, a kill. Tara Ziegelbein, an ace block and two kills. Four kills, two ace blocks, no ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Messel had one service point. That's because the set ran out. She had five kills. Kaylin Brannigan, three kills. Morgan Studi, 10 service points, five of them aces. Bailey Sokolowski, an ace block and four kills. Theron Baum, six service points and a kill. Megan Anderson, a kill. And Paige Herbert, three service points. 14 kills, one ace block, and five ace serves. The Stars dominate Lincoln Lutheran in game one, 25-7. And we'll be back with the second set right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
The team's back on the court and ready to go. So Theron Baum serves it across. And here's a quick slide to the right side. Termination, Tara Ziegelbein. And Lincoln Lutheran will get the first point to make it 1-0. Allie Prasovsky will come in here and back to serve it away. Lutheran got the first point in the first game. Now let's see if they can do a little something more with it. Serve across, overpass by the Stars. Free ball jammed into the net by Lutheran, but it rolls over. Brannigan on the attack. Partially blocked the net by Ziegelbein. Here's the set by Hedlund to the outside. The attack by Oberle is down and good. Or was that Hedlund? That might have been Hedlund, it looks like. Hedlund with the kill makes it 2-0. And the serve by Higgins. Return, Kearney Catholic out of the back row. Messel will get the point. So 2-1. Lincoln Lutheran leading Kearney Catholic here in the second set. And Paige Herbert now rotates in. Elsewhere, Guardian Angels beat Silver Lake 25-17. First set, D1 on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Here's Lutheran on the outside. Angle attack by Hedlund. Dug out by Mestel. Back row attack, Studi. It's out of bounds. 3-1 Lutheran. Humphrey mauls Mullen 25-5 in the first set in D2. Gretna and Omaha Gross is the Class B matchup that is currently going on. We've also got NFL football on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. 17-0, the Colts leading the Jaguars at half. Messel on the attack, dug out in the back row by Dole. Middle attack, driven across there by Ziegelbein, picked up by the Stars to Messel, goes far corner, she's out of bounds. Well, we saw it with Northwestern York right off the bat this morning. It was a dominating win for the favorite in game one, and York somehow pulled an upset in game two. So the Stars have to be aware right here. Down 4-1 early. Sokolowski blocked up front. Ace block, Kara Ziegelbein. Coach Chris Connor gets off the bench here to have some words of her encouragement here for the Stars. To give credit to the Warriors, not hanging their heads, getting right after it here in game two. Cross to Messel. Here's Connor. Sets Michaela Middle. She's blocked again. One-on-one. Tara Ziegelbein has stepped up, and Kearney Catholic will call timeout. So just like that, a big change in momentum. After the Stars dominate the opening set 25-7, Lincoln Lutheran already has 6 in the second set. It's 6-1, and we'll be right back.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Maybe it's the fresh-cut onions in Long John Silver's new onion rings. Or maybe it's just hard to say goodbye.
Try Long John Silver's new signature battered onion rings. Served hot and fresh for a taste you're gonna love. Get a basket for just $4.99. It's a deal that'll make you say,
"That's what I like."
Timeout. Bailey Sokolowski's gonna get a little tip kill here for Kearney Catholic. So now Studi is back there to serve. She got 10 in a row last time. And she gets an ace serve here. That is her 6th ace. Had 5 last set. And it is now 6-3. Lincoln Lutheran with the lead. Studi service picked up this time. They go to the middle. 2 Lutheran Warriors run together, but it's good enough for a Peyton Headland kill. So they get Studi off the service line fairly quickly this time. And Lutheran will send Claire Dull back to the service line. 7-3, Lincoln Lutheran in the second set. Outside, Megan Anderson. They're getting the block. Anderson sends it right back at him. Lutheran digs it out. Dole from the back row takes it across. There's Connor dumping it across as the center. Dole goes all the way to the other corner to pick it up. Outside attack here by Higgins. Tipped and picked up by Studi. Stars go to Mestel, left wing. She goes with a roll. Picked up there on a diving dig. And the attack by Higgins is down and good off the dig of Oberlin. Kayla Higgins makes it 8-3. Lincoln Lutheran. And Dole to serve it away again. Claire fires it across to Paige Herbert. Here's Connor. Back set. Mestel jams it off that block for the kill. 7th kill for Michaela Mestel. 9-3. As you can probably tell, the Lincoln Lutheran fans are seated directly behind our broadcast position. The Kearney Catholic fans are on the other side of the gym. Shayla Connor floats one to the 10-foot line. Set to Higgins on the outside. Angle attack is dug out by Herbert. Connor to Mestel, left wing. It's blocked. It stays at the net. Tap down by Anderson, and they're going to call her in the net. She probably reached over the net anyway, so Lincoln Lutheran gets the point. And back to serve it away is going to be Michaela Mestel. Or, excuse me, it's going to be Peyton Headland. Here's Theron Baum's attack. Out of bounds. They're looking for a tip. Do they get one? No, they don't. And the 10-4 is your score in favor of Lutheran. A shocker here so far in the second set. Serve it across to Mestel. Pass a little off the mark. Connor got it back to Michaela. Droops it across. Declared out. Sent to the outside. Here's Higgins through the double block. Down and good. Michaela Higgins with her 3rd kill. 11-4, Lincoln Lutheran. They have found something here on the Kearney Catholic defense. And Headland going for 3 in a row. They scored 5 of the last 6. Theron Baum drives it down and good for a Kearney Catholic kill. That'll be Theron's 2nd. Side out, Stars. Kaylin Brannigan rotates back into the front row. Herbert is out. Mestel goes back to serve it away. And Mestel, a little jump serve with some Google on it, and stepping underneath the net is going to be Peyton Headland. The pass on the serve receive went right at the net. Headland had to try and run it down and stepped across the center line, 11-6. And Mestel with an ace, 11-7. Cutting the lead to 4, Kearney Catholic scores quickly. And Mestel to go again. Michaela, back corner, ace. Good call by Amy Johnson, the assistant coach. She's got the chart of where they want to serve the volleyball. And Mestel with back-to-back aces. That's 8 ace serves in the match for the Stars, 11-8. Now a very short serve, overpass free ball. Brannigan tips it down. Kill, Kearney Catholic. Timeout. Lincoln Lutheran, and just that quickly, the Stars have run off four in a row. Lincoln Lutheran 11, Kearney Catholic 9. The Stars won the first set 25-7. We'll be back right after this timeout.
Calling all sports fans. Are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can. At Denham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain. Now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between. Denham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings. At Denham's, our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
Get in the game at Denham's.
Other volleyball action going on around the state tournament. Humphrey is now up 2-0 on Mullen in the D2 quarterfinals, 25-5, 25-16. In Class B, Gretna steals the first set from Omaha Gross, 25-20. And they're in the second set in D1. Guardian Angels beat Silver Lake in the opening set. That match is on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Here, Kearney Catholic won the first set 11-7. Now Michaela Mestel serve. Hits the tape, falls over, pass back up above the net. Free ball kill, Megan Anderson. The Stars, who have fallen behind by 7 here in the second set, have now run off 5 in a row to cut it to 11-10. Mestel serve to the outside. Left-handed swing by Brooke Stinson, dug out by Studi. Short set Anderson in the middle and another kill. Well, whatever the funk was that the Stars had there at the start of game two seems to have been washed off, and it is 11-11. Ace serve, Michaela Mestel, 12-11. Three aces, 7 in a row for Mestel. And 8 in a row for the Stars to turn an 11-4 deficit into a 12-11 lead against the Lutheran Warriors. Mestel serve, low line drive, pick up the back row by Hedlund, set to the right side. Higgins on the attack. Off the block, the Stars dig it up. Connor goes to Brannigan. Brannigan drives it to the middle, overpass, free ball. Anderson, turn on Asia. Megan Anderson, fourth kill. 13-11, the Stars. So even the timeout by Lutheran couldn't slow things down. Short serve to Dunn. Set left side. Attack blocked up there by Anderson. Rolled back across by Stinson. Stars get into their offense. Tipped over by Anderson. And another. Kearney Catholic point. 14-11. 10 in a row by the Stars. Serve Mestel. That one is out. And that will end the run. A long run, but Lutheran is still around. It's only 14-12. And Michaela Higgins now to serve it away for the Warriors. But they built that lead and let it go in one serve rotation. Good strong serve. Studi handles it to the outside. Brannigan, good look on the attack. It's dug out there by Hedlund. The set by Stinson. Middle attack by Stock is down and good. Kayla Stock, they go to her for only the second time, and that'll be her first kill. 14-13. Don't forget at the end of all of our matches, the Misco Sports postgame show. So keep it here. Serve across. Stars set to the right side. It's a slide. Anderson, oh, what a great dig by Dunn. And it comes all the way to the back line. Stars chase it down. Now Brannigan on the left side. Again, Dunn with a good dig. Back row attack by Higgins for Lincoln Lutheran. It's good. What a turnaround by the Warriors. 14-14, tied up in the second set. And Lutheran has found a little something here with the serve. Here's the jump serve by Higgins, but in the net this time. Side out, Kearney Catholic. That's the first service error of the entire match for Lincoln Lutheran. They didn't have that many serves in the first set. Now Jamie McCann will rotate in to serve for Kearney Catholic. Her first chance to get in because they didn't even get to her serve area in the first set. Across to Dunn. Middle attack here by Stock is in. Kayla Stock makes it 15-all. And you know that the coaches that have a chance to play Kearney Catholic, Vicki Power of Lincoln Christian and John Peterson of Columbus Scotus, are watching this intently. Trying to pick up some pointers should they meet the Stars later on. Connor to Sokolowski in the middle. It's a great dig in the back row by Hedlund. They will get it passed over. Free ball Connor slides. Sokolowski right side. Off the tip, the dig is made. Here's the set. On the left, he spins it. It's blocked and out of bounds. Brooks Stinson with the kill. And Lincoln Lutheran has now scored five of the last six to regain the lead at 16-15. Stock serve. Little half-step floater to Mestel, back middle. Here's Theron Baum. She's blocked. One arm up to keep it alive. Brannigan left side. Rolls it to the middle. Donut hole kill for Kaylin Brannigan. That'll be her fifth. 16-16 in the second set. The Stars won the opener 25-7. Earlier today here on Classic Hits, you heard Northwest win. Central Catholic lost to SCOTUS in five. Wood River lost to Hardington Cedar Catholic in four. Middle attack by Ziegelbein, who's been quiet for a while. Stars dig it out, go to Brannigan, who drives it across to Neighbor, and it's passed over free ball. Connor, short set, Sokolowski rolls it over on the tip. Overpass, Sokolowski tips again, and this time it's good. Bailey stayed with the tip, disciplined, and made it 17-16, Kearney Catholic. Theron Baum to serve it away. She had a six-point run in the first set. Got her off the line immediately here in the second set. Now her second chance. Outside attack is going to be wide that time by Cassie Headland. And it's 18-16, Kearney Catholic. Theron Baum from that right corner service area. And fires the serve down the middle. Good pass to keep that alive. And Stinson's left-handed attack is deep and out of bounds. Four in a row to take it out to 19-16. And now they're starting to come on errors from the Warriors. Let's see if Coach Olson uses her final timeout. They're going to wait one more point here. Fairly young coaching staff for Lutheran. As we said, their first back, trip back to state in a while. First trip for any of these Warrior girls. Brannigan, left side kill. Now a timeout on the floor. It is Kearney Catholic 20, Lincoln Lutheran 16. After the Stars were down 11-4 this set, Kearney Catholic won the first set 25-7, up 20-16 in the second. You're listening to the C1 State Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Timeout, Theron Baum. Ace serve for Kearney Catholic. And now Baum with a service error. Gives it back over to Lincoln Lutheran. 21-17, Kearney Catholic, and re-entering is Hannah Oberle to serve it away here for the Warriors of Lincoln Lutheran. So Oberle trying to get the Warriors back in it after they were up 11-4. Let the lead get away. Takes it to Mestel. Slide middle, tip across Sokolowski, and that's working almost every time now. Seventh kill for Bailey, and it's 22-17, Kearney Catholic. Back to serve it, Paige Herbert will re-enter the ball game. 3 points away from a 2-0 lead here in the state quarterfinals. Herbert takes it across to Claire Dahl. Slide right side for the kill, Ziegelbein. 22-18. Lincoln Lutheran needs to go on another one of their runs here if they want to force a 1-1 tie. Dahl will come out, and Cassie Headland will go over and serve it. Now Dahl's back in, as the libero. At Herbert, close to the net, so Connor redirects, and Shayla will get the kill. Shayla knew immediately that that pass was going to be trouble, and she went up and dumped it down, and now Megan Anderson comes back into the ball game, and Morgan Studi, with that lethal jump serve, goes to the back line to fire it away at 23-18. Studi, near side, dug out there by Headland. Good pass. Middle attack blocked up there by the Stars. Anderson above the net again. Anderson termination. Six kills for Megan Anderson, and it is game point for Kearney Catholic after trailing 11-4. They're on a 20-7 run, and Studi's jump serve sails to the back row to Dole. In the middle of the floor, the set by Oberling. Has to be punched across. Free ball. Prasoski to Connor. Outside Mestel. It's 2-0. Kearney Catholic. 25-18. Lincoln Lutheran came out and showed a little more there in game two. But once the Stars got rolling, they could not be stopped. It's the best 3 out of 5 of the Kearney Catholic. 33-0 is now 2-0 here tonight. 2-0. They lead Lincoln Lutheran, and we'll look at the numbers in a minute here on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Let's take a look at the numbers I had in game two for Lincoln Lutheran. Peyton Hedlund had 2 service points and 1 kill. Kayla Stock, a service point and 2 kills. Claire Dole had a service point. Cassie Hedlund, 3 service points and a kill. Hannah Oberle had a service point. Brooke Stinson, a kill. Michaela Higgins, 2 service points and 3 kills. Tara Ziegelbein, 2 ace blocks, 2 kills. 10 kills, 2 ace blocks, no ace serves for the Warriors. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel. She ran off a ton in a row, 9. 3 of them were aces. She had 3 kills. Kaylin Brannigan, 3 kills. Morgan Studi, 3 service points. 1 was an ace. Shayla Connor had a kill. Bailey Sokolowski, 3 kills. Theron Baum, 5 service points. 1 was an ace, 1 kill. And Megan Anderson at 5 kills. 16 kills, no ace blocks, 5 ace serves. Kearney Catholic takes game 2, 25-18. They go up 2 games to none. And we'll start the third set right after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Lincoln Lutheran serves it away to start game number 3, but no problem. Bailey Sokolowski gets the kill. And now Theron Baum to serve it, and Lincoln Lutheran goes middle and answers with Tara Ziegelbein, her 5th kill, and it is 1-1. So Kearney Catholic scores the first point for the first time tonight. Lincoln Lutheran comes right back, and they'll serve it away. 25-7, 25-18, Kearney Catholic up 2 games to none. And serving it away is going to be Remy Marquardt. Marquardt serves it for an ace. She's in for the first time to serve, so give the sophomore the first ace serve of the match for Lincoln Lutheran. 2-1. And Marquardt tries it again. This time Mestel has it to Connor. Short set, Sokolowski elevates. Good dig to keep it alive by the Warriors, and they'll pass it across. Prasoski to Connor. Slide to Sokolowski. Blocked again. That time up cut by Ziegelbein. Stars go back row and roll it into the net. Two good blocks by Ziegelbein up front. Lutheran now leads 3-1. Doug Goodo along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com. Glad you're along with us wherever you're at. Especially to the Kearney Catholic alumni listening on the web around the country. Service air here for Lincoln Lutheran. Gives it back over to the Stars. Haven't been a lot of service errors in the match either way. Paige Herbert now enters to serve it away for Kearney Catholic. Been promising an update on some of the earlier games in case you missed it. We'll do that here momentarily as the outside attack by Stinson is picked up there. Ziegelbein. Now Kearney Catholic goes Mestel. She'll go near corner. It's called in. Lutheran thought it was out. Mestel will get her 9th kill. 3-3. Silver Lake drops the second set to Guardian Angels, 25-18. Guardian Angels up 2-0 of the D1 quarterfinals. And we get a lift called here on Lincoln Lutheran. Makes it 4-3, Kearney Catholic. Again, Humphreys up 2-0 on Mullen. And Gretna won the first set from Omaha Gross and B. Here it's 2-0, Kearney Catholic on Lincoln Lutheran. Short set middle, driving it off the block. Sokolowski, it rolls over the stars, picked up by Messel. Now they'll set Michaela, who tips it across. Hedlund is set for Lutheran. Go to the outside for a short tip by Hedlund. Stars pick it up and pass it over with Paige Herbert. Here's Hedlund again. Slide right side. It's pushed across for a Tara Ziegelbein kill. She's got her team high six. It's 4-4. Earlier today, North Platte St. Pat's, Lutheran High Northeast, Hastings St. Cecilia, Hardington Cedar Catholic 1 in C2, Exeter Milligan, Sutherland, and St. Mary's in D1, Meade, Cedar Valley, and Giltner in C2. Here is Messel close to the net, just barely stayed out of the net on the tip over. Higgins on the return, big swing, one arm up in a back row by Studi. Herbert's back row attack takes it over. She was the option that time, and it's dug out by Hedlund, passed across to the free ball here for Kearney Catholic. Studi to Connor, Sokolowski middle, gets the kill. Bailey for her ninth kill. Sokolowski and Messel each have 9, 6 for Anderson and for Brannigan. 5-4, Kearney Catholic and Studi to serve. The jump serves across. Outside Higgins, half swing down and good. Well played that time by Michaela Higgins. And Studi, who had 10 in a row earlier in the first set, has just 1 point since then and is off the line with none that time. Claire Dole serves it across for the Warriors. Here's the right side attack by Messel. She's just sitting there waiting. Lutheran knew where it was going, and it didn't matter. Messel knocks the air out of the ball again, and it's 6-5 stars. Theron Baum back in the front row now. So you got Baum and Anderson and Messel and Connor to serve. Trying to go quick, dumped across by the Lutheran center, Peyton Hedlund, and that'll work for the kill. That was intentional. It was a good pass, and Hedlund just decided, I'm going to keep the momentum right behind the volleyball. 6-6, game three. And Hedlund now will serve it away. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball. Theron Bomaday outside. Big windmill swing dug out by Dole. Set outside Higgins, blocked up front by Anderson. And Anderson will get credit for the ace block. 7-6, Kearney Catholic. And Michaela Messel to serve. Kaylin Brannigan re-enters the ball game here for Kearney Catholic. The winner will play Lincoln Christian tomorrow night at 8:30 at the Heartland Event Center. If it's the Stars, of course, we've got it for you here. The attack by Stinson, blocked by the Stars, set right back by Stinson. Now Theron Baum drives it through the double block and picks up her third kill. 8-6, Kearney Catholic. And Kayla Messel on that service line. Last time she was there, she served up 10 in a row, or 9 in a row. Studi's had 10, Messel's had 9. Right side attack, Higgins trying to take something off it. Stars are able to pick it up, go to Brannigan, the left wing. She's stuffed. Ace block up front by Stock and Stinson, and Kayla Stock will get the credit for it. Make it 8-7. Side out here for Lincoln Lutheran. The Warriors serve. Studi has it. Here's the set in the middle. Theron Baum, nobody's there. Theron Baum with the kill. 4 now for Theron. 9-7 stars. Jamie McCann comes in to serve. Bailey Sokolowski back into the front row. Other winners from earlier today, Class A, Papillion La Vista South, Millard West, Lincoln Pius the 10th, and Omaha Marion in B, Waverly, Grand Island Northwest, and Sydney with maybe a little bit of a surprise. SCOTUS, Ogallala, Lincoln Christian, your winners so far in C1. Kearney Catholic on the serve. Theron Baum, right side attack. They're going to her quite a bit now. Dole digs it out. Left wing, the attack deep that time from Hedlund. No tip. Looking for a tip. Didn't get a tip. For the last 5 points to Kearney Catholic. And even brings Coach Olson off the bench here. McCann will pick up the service point. And Jamie hits that and falls over for the ace. So not only did they not get the call on the tip, then Kearney Catholic throws an ace right on top of that. 11-7, stars by 4. And the serve is an ace. 12-7, timeout. Lincoln Lutheran off the ace serve from Jamie McCann. Kearney Catholic won the first two sets 25-7, 25-18, and lead 12-7 in the third. The state quarterfinals continue on Classic Hits in a moment.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods. Now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods. The new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Timeout. Jamie McCann on the serve. Lutheran goes outside. Stinson's attack hit the net and it kicked it out of bounds wide. Bad break there for Stinson and the Warriors. 13-8. Kearney Catholic. McCann now with four in a row. Jamie, tough serve to the back left-hand corner. Picked up there by Hedlund. Back to Cassie from the 10-foot line. Drives it across. Here's Sokolowski in the middle. Rolls it into the donut hole for the kill. Bailey with her 10th. 14-7 Stars, and McCann finally getting a chance to serve the volleyball away and not missing any opportunities. And the serve. Going to be a near ace. It was really mishandled on serve receive. Stars will have a free ball, and Sokolowski will get fed, and the 6-1 senior will gobble it up with her 11th kill, fourth of this game. Each game, the Stars have had a big run, and they're in the middle of one right now. It was 6-6. Now it's 15-7. Serve across to Dole. Here's the backset outside. The attack blocked up front there by Sokolowski. Picked up by Connor. Go to the right side. Theron bomb off the block again. Dug out by Sokolowski. Dumped over by Connor. Good rally going on here. Hedlund to the outside. The attack driven across by Cassie Hedlund. Connor outside. Brannigan on the attack with the kill. Kaylin Brannigan with her 7th kill, and it is 16-8 here, 16-7 here in the third set. And Jamie McCann still at the line with 7 in a row going for 8. Set out Stinson. She decides she'll set it into the back row. Mestel to Sokolowski, and there's another kill for Bailey. And when it rolls easy, it rolls easy. And another timeout on the floor. That is 9 in a row for the Stars. Timeout Lincoln Lutheran with their season on the line against the number one team in the class. It's 17-7 Kearney Catholic. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Doug Judah, our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, back here at Grand Island, where Humphrey has taken a three-set victory over Mullen, and they will advance to play Giltner tomorrow night at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Here, Jamie McCann has served 9 in a row, and the Stars are up 17-7 in the third, and Lincoln Lutheran set play. They go middle. Kayla Stock out of bounds. All of Lincoln, everybody in the gym thought it was a point. And if it wasn't out, they thought that it had been kept. And it was not, they say. So the Stars get the point. And McCann serves again, keeping them in. Goes the left side this time to Hedlund. Middle attack is rolled across there by Stinson. Theron Baum sets it to the back row for Messel, who's been getting bored, and she'll get the kill. And Kearney Catholic, once again, just flat out, they can't miss. That's 10 in a row. Off the serve of McCann, 11 total, 19-7. McCann serve, back middle. They bring in Chelsea Neighbor. She's able to take it. On the attack, it's Hedlund. Kearney Catholic brings it up. Here's Brannigan off the double block, down and good. Just like the first set, Kearney Catholic rolling. It's 20-7. And Lincoln Lutheran just cannot get Jamie McCann off the service area, and Coach Chris Connor going to start to sub here a little bit. Bring Paige Herbert into the front row, take Kaylin Brannigan out. Opportunity, if she wants to get more players into the state tournament. Serves across, set to the outside. The attack taken over by Headland. Kearney Catholic able to scrap it up to Herbert. Herbert drives it over. Dole overpass. Free ball Herbert, but she's wide. Was on the far left corner and missed it wide. And the Lutheran fans, something to finally cheer about on a rare Kearney Catholic error tonight. And Tara Ziegelbein's been on the bench the whole time. Finally rotates back into the front row. And Kayla Stock will serve it away. 20-8, Kearney Catholic, third set. Tipped across Sokolowski. Dig by Ziegelbein. Set Stinson on the outside. Blocked up flat by Paige Herbert. The sophomore gets in there with her first ace block. And Kearney Catholic brings Whitney Colling in to serve. The 5'5 sophomore once in a while gets in there to serve the bomb and play the back row. And the lefty fires it deep, and it is just off the back line. Almost a sneaky ace in there. Kearney Catholic with the service error. First of this game. And only the third of the match. 21-9. So Lincoln Lutheran trying to get to double digits here. And serving it away will be Remy Marcourt, who had an ace earlier in this game, but here it's out of bounds deep. 22-9, Kearney Catholic. And Paige Herbert is in to serve it away. Stars looking to go to 34-0, the only undefeated team of the state. Papio South, of course, lost when they had the triangular with the number one, two, and three teams in the country, them being one of them earlier this year. Outside attack blocked up front by Sokolowski and Connor. 23-9. And Kearney Catholic will sub in. Callie Oprick. Oprick to play the front line, and Paige Herbert to serve it away again. 23-9 Stars, 2 points away from the match. Serve across, set to the outside. It'll be punched across that time by Ziegelbein. Connor sets it to the outside. Mestel throws it across. Overpass, free ball. Mestel drives it back one more time. Dug out in the back row by Neighbor and passed across by Dole. Here's Connor. Short set. Oprick in the middle. She'll get into the scorebook with the kill. Allie Oprick with her first state tournament point. And it is now match point for Kearney Catholic at 24-9. Paige Herbert with the serve. Blows a short one across to Dole. The set by Headland. Slide on the right side to Ziegelbein. Up by Herbert. They set to Mestel from off the net. And it's into the net. Point for Lincoln Lutheran. You're listening to the state volleyball tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, Wood River. Substitutions here for Kearney Catholic. And it's too late. The serve across. And here's the right side attack by Oprek. And the Warriors will set it across out of the back row. Here's Connor to the outside. Mestel puts it down. This match is over on the 12th kill from Michaela Mestel. 25-10. Kearney Catholic defeats Lincoln Lutheran in the third set. And they sweep it 25-7, 18-10 to improve to 34-0 on the season. And after the big upset of the sub-district finals by Lincoln Lutheran over Lincoln Christian, they are knocked out of the first round of state and end their year at 20-15. So only a couple of matches still going on. We'll tell you about those, recap the day, give you some stats, and talk with Coach Chris Connor. It's all coming up on the Visco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Verinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back to the state volleyball tournament, where it's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's will be better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports, headquartered in Ord, serving all of Nebraska. 25-7, 25-18, and 25-10, Kearney Catholic sweeps Lincoln Lutheran to head on to the state semifinals tomorrow night at 8:30, where they will take on another Lincoln team in Lincoln Christian, and you'll be able to hear it right here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll talk with Coach Chris Connor after this timeout.
Laser Tech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
We'll take a look at some of the numbers here in just a few minutes, but right now we're joined by Kearney Catholic head coach Chris Connor, whose team, as expected, moves on into the second round here. But coach, it seemed like the team was ready to go tonight. They stepped right out there and were able to get that first set going, and they were clicking on all cylinders right out the gate. Did you get a sense today that they were really ready to go? Did you see that going to happen in that first set?
Yeah, I mean, I think they definitely wanted to get up to a strong start and have, you know, kind of a point to prove. They feel like, you know, when we are, I mean, it comes down to anything in pass and serve, you know, you really start to roll, and we were doing a pretty good job of that first set. Morgan Studi especially got on a roll there.
We saw it happen to a couple of teams today, including Northwest, that they blew out a lesser opponent in the first set, and then there was trouble in the second set. What changed as Lutheran got up 6-1 and 11-4?
Yeah, I thought they did a great job on the block, you know, and we seemed to find it wherever it was. They had some key blocks and shut us down a lot on offense. And we started trying to take it out of the middle and trying to go more pin-to-pin to make the middle blocker move, and kind of got warmed back up again.
Was that a simple adjustment for you guys?
Yeah, I know. You know, Lutheran, I thought, did a good job when, they did get one-on-one when they had time matching up, but it seems like, you know, if we could hit those seams a little bit better, they had trouble closing the block, and so that helped the second set.
Was there anything that worries you? I mean, every coach tells their kids something that they need to work on, and with the short turnaround to tomorrow and as good as the season's been, what's the message that you gave them real briefly there after the match?
Well, one of the things that we really had tried to focus on was, you know, just covering. You know, we know that down here we're going to get blocked a lot more than maybe we have been all year, and that showed the second set. And for the most part, I thought we did a pretty good job covering our hitters. So that was an improvement, except for the beginning of that second set. I thought we did a pretty good job.
Serve was awesome. Studi, that jump serve worked. We mentioned that after so long, even if the other team doesn't make a mistake, eventually she gets 6-7, one goes in the net with that jump serve or long, but it really didn't for her tonight.
Yeah, she did a great job. Really consistent. She just looked really at home, really comfortable. And, you know, we had some other kids that served great too. Theron Baum there, she went on a run. And you know, maybe she didn't have the aces, but she did a great job of getting Lutheran out of system where they were, you know, it was an easy attack or a free ball. And, you know, that's the coach, that's all, you know, if you can get them out of system, that's about as big as an ace.
Yeah, you had about four big runs. Michaela had one, and then Jamie had one there in the third set for you.
Yeah, so serving was great tonight, and definitely got to have that pass serve game down here.
What did you think of the C1 results today? As far as the other three matches, SCOTUS going 5, Ogallala winning in 3 tight ones, Christian and Norfolk Catholic, I thought there was going to be boxing gloves as intense as that match was going 5.
Yeah, what a great first day. I mean, that was like a final day, you know, as many, you know, with those two close matches. Could have went either way, really, and with SCOTUS and Gick, and then with Christian Norfolk Catholic. I mean, pretty evenly matched clubs, and both went on runs. And, you know, it's just when you get down here, it's whoever gets that momentum, and then whoever has, you know, the fewest unforced errors is what it comes down to.
Finally, what did you see from Christian? What is their strength? What are you looking for tomorrow?
You know, they do a lot of nice things. They run a lot of quick sets and have some big kids like we do. Defensively, I'm not sure if they move quite as well as we do, so hopefully our speed will come through in that game. I think we have some pretty talented and speedy kids, and hopefully they're using those legs tomorrow.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get back to the team and some other duties. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
That's Chris Connor, head volleyball coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, as they win it in straight sets by a score of 25-7, 18, and 10. And we'll take a break and give you the stats right after this on the Visco Sports Show.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up, and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
The most recommended.
Fall brings a dramatic increase in deer activity. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, owner of Eustace Body Shop.
Last fall, I hit a deer just south of town, and it scared me to death. I called Eustace Body Shop for a tow, and from that point on, I had no reason to worry.
We sincerely hope a collision with a deer never happens to you. But if it does, remember that our 5 locations in central Nebraska can bring you back to factory specs faster. Eustace Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Welcome back to the Visco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the numbers from that third set. For Lincoln Lutheran, they were really held in check there in game number 3. Kayla Stock did have an ace block. There was 2 service points from Ramey Marquardt. One of those was an ace. Tara Ziegelbein had 2 kills, and Michaela Higgins 1 kill. That's all I had for the Lutheran Warriors. 3 kills, 1 ace block, and 1 ace serve. For Kearney Catholic there in game number 3, Michaela Mestel had a service point and 4 kills. Kaylin Brannigan had 2 kills. Slide on down to Bailey Sokolowski, who had an ace block and 5 kills. Callie Oprek had a kill. Theron Baum had 2 kills. Jamie McCann had 11 straight service points. 2 of them were aces. Megan Anderson had an ace block, and Paige Herbert had 4 service points and an ace block. 14 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves as Kearney Catholic takes the third set to complete the sweep. 25-10. We'll give you the comprehensive numbers right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Calling all sports fans, are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can at Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain. Now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between, Dunham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings. At Dunham's, our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
Get in the game at Dunham's.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to the Visco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the overall final stats of this match. And we will start with the Lincoln Lutheran Warriors. Peyton Hedlund, 2 service points. She had 1 kill. Kayla Stock, 2 service points, 2 ace blocks, 2 kills. Claire Dole had 2 service points. Cassie Hedlund had 3 service points and 1 kill. Hannah Overly had 2 service points. Brooke Stinson had 2 kills. Michaela Higgins had 2 service points and 5 kills. Tara Ziegelbein had 3 ace blocks and 6 kills. Ramey Marquardt had 2 service points. 1 was an ace. I had Lutheran for 17 kills, 5 ace blocks, and 1 ace serve as the Warriors end the season at 20-15. We'll look at Kearney Catholic's numbers after this on the Visco Sports Postgame Show.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Visco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Visco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Visco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Visco Sports.
Take a look at the final numbers for the match for Kearney Catholic. Michaela Mestel had 11 service points, 3 of them aces. She had a dozen kills to tie for the team high. Kaylin Brannigan had 8 kills. Morgan Studi led the team in serving tonight, as she had a total of 13 points. 6 of them were aces. Setter Shayla Connor, 1 kill. Bailey Sokolowski, 2 ace blocks, tied for the team high with 12 kills. Callie Oprick had 1 kill. Theron Baum, 11 service points, 1 of them an ace, 4 kills. Jamie McCann ran off 11 in a row in that third set. 2 of them were aces. Megan Anderson, an ace block and 6 kills. And Paige Herbert, 7 service points and 1 ace block. And officially, I had Kearney Catholic for 44 kills, 4 ace blocks, 12 ace serves. As the Stars improved to 34-0 on the season with a 25-7, 25-18, 25-10 sweep of Lincoln Lutheran, they advance on to the state semifinals tomorrow night to take on a Lincoln Christian ball club that went 5 sets to defeat Norfolk Catholic. And Kearney Catholic, the first time that Lincoln Christian ever came to state, the second time Kearney Catholic ever came to state, they met in the first round in 1983 under the old scoring system a long time ago. They were able to win Lincoln Christian 15-6, 15-11, 29 years ago. Lincoln Christian won C2 in 86 and 91, but this is their first trip back since 1996 for Lincoln Christian. So Lutheran and Christian both had been a while, but Lincoln Christian, first trip back since 96. We'll be back and wrap things up and recap what happened in day one of the state tournament after this on the Visco Sports Postgame Show.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
At
athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, back with you here on the Visco Sports Postgame Show. Only one match still going on today at the state tournament, and that's in Class B, where Gretna is trying to upset Omaha Gross. They are up 2-0, and Sydney waits on the other side. Boy, no one would have had Sydney and Gretna in the state semifinals. But here's what happened today. In Class A, Papillion La Vista South, the number one team in the state, the number one team in the nation, according to some polls, swept out Papillion La Vista High. They will play tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. against Millard West, who swept out Lincoln Southwest. It was Lincoln Pius X, the sixth seed in A, beating Lincoln Southeast in four sets. They'll play Omaha Marion tomorrow morning at 11 at the Heartland Events Center. Marion swept out the seventh seed, Millard North. In Class B, Waverly, three tight sets earlier today here at Senior High to beat Elkhorn South. One of two Grand Island Northwest losses this year were to Waverly, and they'll get a crack at Waverly tomorrow. That was at the Beatrice Tournament. Remember, Kearney Catholic was there. They thought they'd get Northwest in the finals. Well, Waverly upset them, and they ended up playing Waverly twice that weekend. Waverly and Northwest. Northwest actually dropped their first set since early September, 26-24 second set to York, but they won the other three, 25-10, 10, and 12. Northwest and Waverly tomorrow at 2, Heartland Events Center here on Classic Hits. Sydney, a five-set win over Norris, 15-9. They'll play at the Heartland Events Center at 4 against the Gretna Omaha Gross winner, and Gretna's up 2-0. In C1, Columbus SCOTUS got everything they could want from Grand Island Central Catholic today. It was a 9-9 tie in the fifth set before SCOTUS won at 15-10. They'll play Ogallala at 6:30 tomorrow night at the Events Center. Ogallala, a tight three-set win over Shadron after they had beaten them in 5 in the district championship. Lincoln Christian also had to go five sets to beat Norfolk Catholic, 15-6 in the fifth. They'll play Kearney Catholic tomorrow night here on Classic Hits at 8:30 from the Heartland Events Center. The C2, D1, and D2 matches are at Grand Island Senior High starting at 9 a.m. when North Platte St. Pat's plays Lutheran High Northeast. St. Pat's a four-set win over Hershey, and Northeast, Lutheran High Northeast, a four-set win over Freeman. Hastings St. Cecilia, no problem today, sweeping Thayer Central 25-12, 19-19. They'll play at 11 a.m. tomorrow against Hardington Cedar Catholic, who dropped the first set to Wood River, but then just rolled as things moved on to win it in 4. You'll hear the Cedar Catholic St. Cecilia match tomorrow at 11 o'clock on 1230 KHAS. Probably the match of the day was the first one in D1, where Exeter Milligan took a 19-17 fifth set win over Howells Dodge. They'll play at 6:30 tomorrow night against Sutherland, who swept out Alma 25-21, 17-17. O'Neill St. Mary's, a four-set win over Ansley Litchfield tonight. Just like they beat them in the districts, they win in four sets tonight. They'll play West Point Guardian Angels at 8:30 to finish things up tomorrow night here at Senior High. Guardian Angels beat Silver Lake 25-17, 18, and 17. And finally in D2, Meade swept Brady. They'll play Cedar Valley at Grand Island Senior High 2 o'clock tomorrow. Cedar Valley swept Layton. Giltner swept out Stewart 25-22, 17-17. They'll play Humphrey, who swept Mullen. So all the D2 matches were sweeps. Humphrey swept Mullen 25-5, 17-22. Giltner and Humphrey at 4 o'clock tomorrow on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. So again, the Kearney Catholic game, the Grand Island Northwest game, the Hastings St. Cecilia game, the Giltner game, all on our radio tomorrow and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll wrap it up right after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader. Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Don't forget, if you're headed home, you can catch Thursday night football on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Fourth quarter just underway. It's the Colts 24 and the Jaguars 3. Our first day of the 2012 State High School Volleyball Tournament is in the books. We'll see you tomorrow here on Classic Hits at 2 o'clock for Northwest taking on Waverly, and tomorrow night at 8:30 for Kearney Catholic and Lincoln Christian. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. You'll be better equipped for the games you play as you get ready for winter basketball, wrestling, or just to sit back and watch your favorite team. We will see you tomorrow. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Kearney Catholic advances to the state semifinals. They're now 34-0 with a 25-7, 25-18, 25-10 win over Lincoln Lutheran. Good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.